B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. We just filmed a commercial outside the studio, 1520 South Boulevard.
So many fans were outside, wanted to sign our autographs. It was, I mean, we're going to have to get our own security team when we head out.
We're going to have to get our own security team because I think the guy from War of the Roses yesterday wants to kill us, but that's okay. That's another story.
Well, he didn't say he was going to kill us, but he said he was going to come up here and
have a little
talk
chat
with us.
Good, I'm
come
open
on,
for
let's talk. But just let's talk between me and three Nicholas other security people.
Right. Anyway, the rap party is... it's a funny thing because, you know, we do the radio show and then things that we talk about on the radio show we bring to the rap party. But then there's some things that we don't talk about at all on the radio and then we talk about them on the rap party. But the one thing that I didn't talk about because there just wasn't time for it or anything was my son. And my son was freaking out over the beginning of the year testing. They're called, so they have the EOGs at the end of the grade and this is the BOG.
Beginning.
And my son's in third grade, and my wife called me this morning, and she's like, babe, he's, like, really stressed about it. And I'm like, who gives a shit? Like, I can't tell him that because I'm his dad, but still, I'm like, bud, it's
no,
okay.
No, but you kind of – I heard you on the phone with him, and you kind of did in a good way to, like, try to ease his angst.
Like, do your best, but at the end of the day, it's not going to matter what the results are of your third grade BOG, you know?
I don't think BOGs matter at all, do they?
So Amanda said last night that the BOGs are more for the teachers, like right, to let the teachers.
Especially during COVID, because so many kids were at home, they're trying to understand the education level of these kids.
Well, I'm in Union County, and Union County is like one of the few counties in North Carolina, no masks,
wide
and they
open.
Went to school last year. Like yeah. they Mecklenburg County was way later than
and
us.
And 15% of the entire student body is under quarantine.
Right.
So it's going great down there.
yeah.
Well, if you bomb your BOGs, then your EOGs will just look great.
Right. Can only go up from there.
What's that? So he's going to tell me today how he did. And but he's also, we got him set up in that program where he gets a little longer to take his test. He can answer his questions a little longer because he's a little ADD, which I could have really used. But what's that test that tells you what you're going to do for a living? Remember we took that?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember I sat down in the guidance counselor's office for the review.
Do you ever get him like any, like, so I was a really bad test taker in school too because I got really bad anxiety. And my parents had me in like a year-round standardized testing tutoring program.
Really?
To teach me how to take standardized tests strategically, because I would like
to prepare
just
you for like the
up.
SAT.
I mean, I don't know. I was doing it already in like the second grade. I remember doing this
because your standardized testing pretty much goes away after you take the SAT as a junior. You don't really take another standardized test.
Yeah, but you have to think you take like in Florida we took FCATs, so it was like you
the
took an
fuck
FCAT
is that?
In what grades? Hold on, it was
stands for crazy.
Florida crazy ass test.
What grades?
Dude. What'd you take in? What was your, like, did you take SAT or ACT?
We had SOLs, or standards of learning, and then we had SATs, yeah. So from third grade up until 11th grade, because you're right, when you're a senior, nobody cares because you don't progress. So from third grade to 11th grade, you have SOLs. 11th grade, you also have your SATs if you choose to take them, they're not required. And then 12th grade, you just whip a nene.
So the FCAT was taken in 5th, 8th, and 10th grade, and that's in addition to your SATs or ACTs that you take in high school.
But y'all didn't take an annual standardized test?
We also did that.
We did, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had to use a number 2 pencil and color.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. From 2nd grade, you know, at the age of 2nd grade, my parents already had me in that strategic test-taking tutoring.
Oh, I remember the nerves of those standardized tests because I would wake up, my mom would try to make me a good breakfast, and there was so much pressure to go to sleep, and it was just so much pressure around these stupid tests.
Our teacher emailed us at 5:54 this morning when we're getting ready to come on the air and said, this is for all the students, just a few reminders for BOG today. Send a sweatshirt. It gets cold in the room. Send a water bottle, heavy, healthy snack, no phones, watches, etc. Please double-check book bags for these devices. We do not want them to mistakenly go off in the middle of testing. Thanks for your help on this. Nowhere did it say a number 2 pencil. So how is he taking it? On a computer?
Probably on a computer. When I got to high school, I was taking them on computers.
Okay.
But
shocked because I'm so old.
No, it's not. I mean, it's fair. I did them by pen and paper all the way up through middle school to high school. But even her emails a little puts too much pressure. Like a water bottle, sweater, stuff. It's too scary.
Like, let's not make the, like, you're already nervous when you're taking the test.
Make it like a normal test, like a normal day of school. Just swing in, take a test.
Yeah. By the way, that test that we took in high school, and I don't know if you guys did, it's called the Career Aptitude Test.
That's what it was.
It's the Career Aptitude Test.
Yes.
And mine said I was going to be a firefighter. And I'm like, what did I lie about on that aptitude test for them to think that I was going to rush into a burning building?
I don't even know what mine said.
I remember because they broke
us. Flight attendant, probably you on travel.
Maybe.
They broke us up in small little groups to deliver the results. So like we had like a guidance counselor conference room. It was me and like seven other students. And they would tell you your results, and then they would counsel you on how to achieve those, like where, how to get to college and everything. Mine was being a police officer, and they pretty much were like, yeah, you don't need college. You can just go apply for a job. And so I never took the SATs. I never tried to pursue. I ended up going to community college, but I never really, my counselor never pushed me.
Right.
And, like, I didn't know, like, looking back, I was so not a, like, cop is so not me.
Yeah.
I don't want to be shot at.
No.
I don't fight. Yeah. I have, but I don't like it.
You've been in a fight?
I've been in three fights.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hit Cal Wilson in the nose because he kept giving me flat tires while we were walking in third grade. Little shit. And then, so I punched him right in the nose. And then when I was a cadet, I got into two fights.
Okay.
I beat them with a stick.
Nicole, did you take the career aptitude test?
A billy club.
Mm-hmm. No.
And the hell
did
out.
You take SAT or ACT? SAT. That's what
we
took.
What was your number?
Everybody remembers their number.
Honest to God, I don't remember mine either.
Mine was like an 800, and I think like...
Does that mean you're dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't give a shit, honestly.
Don't you get like 300 points just for putting your name on the
test? Two, and that's... Who knows if that's true or not?
Well, I think back when you took it, 800 was high. They changed the scale.
1600 was a perfect score back when I took it.
Okay, so you failed it.
There was no failing. There was no passing, but there was like, you ain't getting into any schools with an 800 SAT. Do you want to take it again? And I'm like, shit, no. I'll get lower. In fact,
wasn't
I think
the
I
ACT
did.
ACT, like, it was a much lower number, wasn't it? It was like only to like 21
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, ACTs, but I never took the ACT. But I even took like a SAT preparation course. You guys, I just didn't care. Like, but I had this silent confidence about myself that I was going to be okay. Like, I didn't need this to be okay.
Now, let me tell you.
But I was mad I couldn't get into a good school.
That mentality, I think, is really helpful for me because I took an admissions test to get into the Harvard Business School online, and I had...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That mentality, I was like, well, if it doesn't work... Oh, well, yeah. I still have my career and my life.
Right. Yeah, it's
you
nice.
You really got to be able to put things in boxes.
Yeah, you're so young at that age. You're like 16, 17 years old. You have so much life to live.
Mm-hmm.
And one fucking test is going to tell me how I'm going to turn out for the rest of my life.
No.
Like I said, it just sucked because like there's certain colleges that wanted a certain level of SAT score. But hey, the good news is I didn't waste my time sending out applications to those colleges.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I was like, I'm going to go to a small school, then I'll just transfer to a bigger school with my credits. Like, that's the way to go when you don't do well in standardized testing. Now, I will tell you, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the air, but it'll be a rap party exclusive. I had to take a test to get into the all-boys school I wanted to go to. When I was in the eighth grade, I had to take a test, an entry exam. And so I took the entry exam and I like aced it.
Mm.
And so the assistant principal called me and my mom and at the new school that I want to go to. I was still in eighth grade and they were like, we're concerned about something with Steven. That's me. And I go, what's the concern? They go, you did really, really well on your entrance exam and you did well in math and you did pretty decent in writing, but your grades don't reflect that. Your current grades don't reflect that. And my mom's like, yeah, he really, you know, he's kind of just screw around in the school. Well, we're not happy with the school. And I'm like, yo, I got really good in math because I cheated off the guy next to me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I cheated hard.
Is that what they were insinuating?
That was probably what they were insinuating.
Maybe, but they also wanted the money. Like, every student is money because you had to pay to go to the school. So he never said, did you cheat, that I can remember. But I don't think I ever told my mom I did. I was like, Mom, I just was sharp that day. I had a good day. You know, my mom bought it. But I totally cheated. Totally. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I hate these tests. So I still had to go to summer school. I went to summer school before I even went into the school. I had to go to summer school for a high school that I wasn't going to.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Did anybody else do summer school?
Never.
I did in seventh grade. I failed science.
Dude, I was always in summer school. Always.
It sucks. It's like a whole... Then you don't have like a summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's a hard... It's like you get 1 week off, then you're in summer school for 4 weeks.
And then you only get 2 weeks after that of the summer.
My mom also put me in it because she thought it would be better for me. Oh. Like, I think it was recommended and my mom agreed.
Horrible.
Oh, I hated summer school.
Hated it for
you. The only thing that was cool about summer school was you were the only ones in the school and you were with a good group of derelicts. For a guy like me, that goes a long way. Like the you know, like they're polishing the floors, all the desks are pushed out into the hallway. You could wear shorts. You know what I mean?
You couldn't wear shorts. Oh, you went to
I couldn't wear no. I couldn't wear shorts in my public school.
Why?
And it was just a law. You couldn't wear shorts.
Mm.
Unless it got like above 90 degrees, which it typically didn't before. I was born before global warming. So climate change wasn't a big thing in the 80s. You know?
Yeah.
When I was in middle school.
That was a good joke, but I was born before.
I mean, really, it's flared up big time recently. But that was kind of cool. Nicole, you never did summer school? Were you a good student? She's shaking her head yes. Refuses to get on the rap party, though.
I was a good student.
I figured you were.
I didn't.
You cared. You focused.
No, I didn't. I was like so smart that I realized I could not do homework and
still pass.
And I could still pass. Like I got C's because I chose to get C's.
Well, I had a buddy who didn't do any work and just learned, like, he got everything he needed in class and then just went and did it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it was. If my teachers never required an actually graded homework, I would have gotten way better grades.
What about you, Ren?
I would say I was a decent student. I mean, I finished all my classes at the end of my junior year. So, like, my senior year, I really only took electives. I was, like, my first semester, I had auto mechanics and 3 blocks of drama. Like, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't a bad student, but, I mean, I wasn't a straight-A student by any means.
Was your brother a good student? You wouldn't know. He's like 10 years younger than
me. Yeah, kind of.
I graduated with advanced honors.
Nerd.
Hmm.
I had a special tassel and everything. It was cute. My gosh.
I had volunteer cords. I loved to volunteer.
You never failed anything?
Mm-hmm.
You did? What'd you fail?
Algebra 2. But I went to that special program that they churn your F to a D if you just stay after school.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
But you were good. You just weren't good in math. You were good in...
The teacher sucked.
Yeah. Okay, blame the teacher. Nice.
Oh, she did. I got math everyone else, but for the life of me, I couldn't get it from her.
There's teachers like that. Yeah, I mean, you just learn differently from different people.
Yeah. I'm sure she clearly was good for other people because she's still a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my son Dean has a teacher. He had the same teacher in second grade that he does in third. All the kids moved up with her, and she only requires for her homework is 20 minutes of reading a night. My neighbor's kids, same age as Dean, and neighbors in our kids in our neighborhood, they have like legit homework. And Dean doesn't.
Teachers got to get away from that. That's
what I think, too.
They really do, because all it does is put too much stress on the kid. If they don't know it, it's not like they have the resources to get the guidance from the teachers.
Yeah, it is hard to, like, send a kid home, because there is going to be a point, I was terrible in math, where I'm not going to be able to help Cash and Jax.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be looking at Dallas, or if he's on a trip, you know what I mean? Yeah. Then what do my kids do?
Does Cash have any work that he has to do now?
Not yet.
That he has to turn in? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you find out, like, you know, sometimes the kids, the only hot meal they get during the day is at school. You don't know what these kids' home lives are like.
Totally.
Like, don't be sending them home with homework. They may be trying to take care of a family. You don't even know.
By the way, all meals are free. Did you know that during COVID?
No.
What? All school meals are free.
Did not know that.
Yep.
We have. Is it like a Cooper law or something?
I don't know. We haven't paid for it. Oh, by the way, I think we should have the governor on. Nicole, we need to reach out to the governor.
Why?
That's a whole nother story. Because I want to make the last Saturday in October Halloween.
Okay.
And I think the gov can make that happen. And I figured he'd like to come on. He could talk about jobs. He could
Something
talk about
other than COVID.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he wants to talk about COVID, he can. But we want to talk about that. We want to talk about the Panthers, the Hornets. We need to check in with him. Old Coop. We can talk about how you two have the same first name, mm-hmm. and we'll see if he spells it the same way.
Well,
and when he does, we go, see, Roy told you, like there was another way to spell it.
There is.
There is not.
Yes, there is. R-O-Y.
Yeah. That's just a, that's
what
like,
Leroy
that's
does.
But nobody's, like my first name is Steven. People spell it with a P-H, and that's a common thing that people
you
do.
You spell it with a V.
That's right, because I'm not Stefan, I'm Steven. But my buddy, the great Dr. Steven Marco, spells his P-H, and he pronounces Steven. So, right, anyway.
You know, Nicole looked at our timer.
Yeah, what's your rush?
And she's like, hurry
you
up.
You got to go do a walk?
Later. I want him to stay under 15.
Okay.
Why? Oh, okay. Well, you're already over 15. You're
all
putting
right,
an ad.
Barely over 15 minutes. Everybody enjoy. Remember, the BOGs, EOGs, SATs, ACTs.
F-CATs.
And the F-CATs.
And SOLs.
Here's my chant. F that, the F cats. F that,
the F cats. F that, the F cats. Bye, everyone. We're ending it so you don't have to hear a commercial. Goodbye.
Hey, guys, it's Manny for Lone Pronto.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.